Well, the U.S. House is barely in session, and one member already wants to change what it means to be American. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more. Jacob.
Marlo, the 113th Congress barely began when a new bill was filed signaling a new legislative proposal that targets immigrants. Under the Constitution's 14th Amendment, the Supreme Court has long held anyone born in the United States is a citizen, regardless of their parents' immigration status. But Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa and 13 other co-sponsors, including John Culberson from Houston, aren't waiting for change to come from the bench. King introduced legislation he says would clarify immigration law to include the exclude the children of undocumented immigrants from becoming citizens at birth. Should it pass, the legislation won't revoke citizenship of those born in the U.S. before the bill becomes law. Central American Resource Center community organizer Sylvia Chicas says King's bill would face a stiff Supreme Court challenge if it passes.
If we want to go back to our founding document, the Constitution, it states very clearly in the 14th Amendment that all persons born naturalized or naturalized within the United States are citizens of the United States. That's right off the bat, the Constitution, that's what it says, that if you are born within the United States, that you are a subject to, or you are a resident of the state in which you live, and you cannot be denied any rights because you are born within the United States. If we're talking about empirically speaking or historically within the United States, the Supreme Court has always and consistently upheld that anyone born within the United States, regardless of their parents' immigration status or anything of that nature, is considered, is entitled to citizenship under the 14th Amendment. That's always how the Supreme Court has interpreted the 14th Amendment. So definitely Congressman King's attempt to pass this legislation is definitely a deviation from everything that the country has upheld in the past, and the Supreme Court certainly, as well as the Constitution.
King's bill isn't a new idea. A number of Republican politicians in mid-2010 said they'd be willing to consider stripping birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. Chica says the language typically used by supporters of measures like King's bill is particularly troubling to immigrants.
The rhetoric used to present this legislation tells you everything about the place where it comes from. The use of the term anchor babies as well as illegal aliens is clearly an attempt to skew or to follow the negative narrative that is painted of immigrants, which is that we're outsiders, criminals, and it definitely is dehumanizing. I think it belittles how much people suffer while journeying to the United States whenever I hear the term anchor babies, because it implies that pregnant mothers that made this hard decision for themselves and journeyed to the United States, it just belittles the hardship and the risk that they took to migrate to this country, as well as, in general, the use of the term illegal immigrants is dehumanizing, and it puts immigrants in a place where they cannot be viewed as anything but criminals. And so I definitely think that we need to cut this negative rhetoric out of our politics. Like I mentioned before, it's a time that our country is completely divided, and we need to change the language of politics so that one that respects and recognizes everyone's dignity as well as their self-worth and does not dehumanize them.
King's bill is currently at the House Judiciary Committee for further consideration. For more information on the Central American Resource Center advocacy work, visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/KPFT News. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
Well, thank you, Jacob, for that report. Give us that URL again for the Facebook.
Of course, facebook.com/KPFT News.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And thank you for that report. We hope to check back in on the progress of that with you.
Well, without a doubt.
Excellent.